Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
The next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. My name is Brad Brown. With me, Lindsay Perry. Lindsay, in the build-up to Comrades 2014, we did a three-part series on the Comrades route, including the start and then the first half and the second half of the downrun. And a lot of people absolutely loved that. It was probably the three most popular podcasts we did the whole of the build-up to Comrades. And a lot of people were saying, please, can we do it earlier in the build-up to the uprun? So we're going to do it very early. Get it out of the way so that it's there and people can use it as a resource in their training and wrap their head around what they need to know. So in this first sort of step, let's take a look at the start of the uprun in Durban as opposed to the start of the downrun. I'll put the links to those in the show notes here as well. So if you want to listen to the differences, you can as well. But let's look at that start of the uprun, Lindsay. It's very different to the start of the down.
Yeah, look, totally different. Most important, well, not most importantly, but I guess from the word go, it's different. It's much easier to get into Durban, so there are way more options for you to get down to the start. There's certainly a lot more accommodation available at the start, a lot more accommodation that's close enough to the start that you can walk there. So when you're moving towards the start, even though you go through some areas that maybe traditionally wouldn't be safe to be walking through in the dark, it's very festive. There are loads of runners. It's not as dark as Pietermaritzburg because there's just that many more shops and car dealerships and hotels and et cetera, lining the streets for the whole walk to the start. But once you actually get there, then the similarities start to creep up. I mean, when you're at the start, you've still got the tog bag trucks and the long queues, and you've got the toilets and the long queues, and you've got the very bright lights shining down and music playing. You get that whole sort of rock concert-y feel, same as you do on the downrun. And it's equally important to get yourself there and give yourself enough time to use the bathrooms, to get your tog bags onto the truck, and to get into your pen so that you don't lose that hard-earned seating and go all the way to the back. The streets are much wider in Durban, and this is quite important because that means that you're not nearly as anxious, or you don't need to be nearly as anxious about how long it's going to take you to cross that starting mat, because they really do get people out of Durban much quicker than they get them out of Maritzburg, and that's literally because you start on a really main drag, which is nice and wide, and you spill straight onto the highway. So yeah, from that point of view, you're probably looking at right at the back. You're looking at a 6 minute time to cross the start line as opposed to an 8 to 10 minute time. But yeah, the traditions are still there. You've got your VIP box with all the famous people watching, you know, everybody at the start. You've got the music playing. You've got Shaw Shalorza that'll play. They'll do the national anthem, Chariots of Fire. And you just really get that sense of occasion. And, you know, you've said this many times in the past, you get that sense of this is the closest I'm going to get to playing a rugby match at Newlands or King's Park or you know, one of the major stadiums. This is my test match. So great atmosphere at the start, and then the gun goes, and as I said, that anxiety level is much lower. The downside, of course, to moving onto the highway and having so many people able to cross the start line is that the first couple of water points are absolute chaos, because there's just so many people trying to get across and shove and whatever. And then we'll talk about the route profile itself in the next podcast, but you literally start running uphill straight away. So over the first 5 kilometers, the field starts to spread out significantly, and it's much more comfortable to run from the 5, sort of 7 kilometer mark.
Yeah, absolutely. And Lindsay, just to add something on there too, temperature-wise, obviously it's also a 5:30 start, but Durban is a lot more temperate than Pietermaritzburg. Although you still need warm stuff, it's not nearly as cold as starting on the downrun.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, your average starting temperature on the down run is 4 degrees. Your average starting temperature on the up run is probably closer to 11 or 12 degrees. So much, much warmer. Like you need one layer instead of, you know, a full blown tracksuit, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also just, I just want to put something out there and we'll address this issue as well as we get closer to race day. But it's also important to bear in mind that the 2015 Comrades Marathon is going to be the 90th anniversary of the race. So, or the 90th running of the race. So there's going to be a lots going on around that. There's talks that the field is going to be a lot bigger than normal as well. So, but we will touch on that as we get closer to race day too and some of the strategies you can use to get into better seating batches and closer to the front. So, yeah, we'll chat about that in the weeks and months to come. But tomorrow, make sure you tune in. We're going to be talking about the first half of the Comrades Uprun. From myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Parry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachParry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachParry.com.